This week on Video Death Loop.
There's a place called Hidden Valley where kids not only eat their vegetables, they can't get enough.
Plus, what a waste of plastic. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast. The podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton, and with me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. How we doing, John?
You know, I'm doing good. I have the urge just to, like, you know, I want to abuse my podcast co-hosting powers a little bit. I just want to go into the viewer's ear and just go, like, say, like, you know, their Internet of Things, like Alexa, and do a command and just see what turns on in their house. I'm not gonna lie, I'm just gonna see, like, if they're in the car, they're probably fine, unless Alexa is taking over. Has Alexa taken over cars? I don't know.
I feel like I'm not sure who's kind of still on the Alexa train, right? Like, right. is Alexa still a thing? I thought Amazon was, like, running sort of away from Alexa.
They have the Echo devices. I mean, like, they put the Alexa. Alexa's now a permanent member of your home, whether you like it or not. And, like, if you think you're going to – if Amazon's going to be protective services and try to take Alexa away at that point, that's what are they going to do when the lights go off?
But you're suggesting that we've somehow abused Alexa – and Jeff Bezos is coming to take her back to his loving arms.
Yeah. It's like,
baby, I'll take you back. Come on back to Papa Bezos.
You have used us to turn off too many lights in your house or do too many rave parties and play Imagine Dragon songs. No, we're not taking this anymore.
That would be a great way to spin shutting down Alexa, I think. Because here's what I've heard. I know this is not necessarily a tech podcast, but here's what I've heard is that all those Echo devices, they've gotten significantly simpler inside. Mm-hmm. Like, the original Echo devices had, like, way better microphones and more microphones.
Right.
And they also provided them with more processing power, like, back on the server side to, you know, do all of its voice recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ones, they've just slapped in, like, the remaining Rock Band 4 microphones.
they called it a day. they took your Logitech, like, microphone from the 2000s, sold it back to you in a different packaging.
Yeah. Real, I mean, we joke, but apparently they are way worse microphones than they used to be.
Okay.
And they give it way less server processing, although I think that is something that there's, you know, some level of question about, because, you know, we don't necessarily know how much they're giving it. But people have taken apart Echoes and were like, man, these are some dog shit microphones in here these days.
It's like it's just gonna make parse less in the like as we go along.
It's like a piece of aluminum foil that's taped to a copper wire.
It's actually one of those tin cans with a string on it. It goes directly to Seattle.
Yeah. If you have a show on Amazon Prime and it's not being recorded right now, you are on contractual Alexa duty where you have to listen to all these people's Alexas and then manually enter in a search term and then send it back.
I figured that's why it's so slow these days. I was like add apples to my shopping list, and it just, like, you know, it took a second, and I could hear visible typing. So it's like, oh, this is one of the Fallout stars. Okay,
yeah,
all right, how you doing?
They were in that first scene in Fallout where everybody blew up.
Mm-hmm.
That was their cost. That was their cost for getting their union card.
It's like, you can have
you could join the Actors Guild with your requisite time on a big budget TV show, but then you have to do a year of Alexa duty.
Alexa patrol seems like a dire circumstance, but also you get that SAG card. That's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, man, they got health insurance there in SAG, don't they?
Yeah, you're doing pretty good at that.
Yeah,
point.
I mean, you're not sure shit not getting health insurance working for Amazon.
No. Alexa's your health insurance, and you got to ask Alexa, which means that you're asking one of your co-stars for medical advice. That never goes well.
Alexa, I have attached a robot arm with a knife. Perform surgery on me.
Beep beep boop.
If only it weren't for the terrible microphone. It thought I said order sturgeons. Although the upside is you get sturgeons. Do you think you can order sturgeons on Amazon? The fish?
I bet. We could abuse our power right now and try to make the user order some sturgeons on an Internet of Things device.
Alexa, order sturgeons. Order 12 ounces of sturgeon meat.
Okay. Yeah, we did it. Do we want to do a take where we do the other one too?
Siri, order 16 ounces of fresh Canadian sturgeon meat.
Is that where sturgeon comes from? I don't know.
Well, they could come from, I imagine, anywhere, but that specific person is getting Canadian sturgeon meat.
Okay.
Hey, Alexa, ordered 20 ounces of Papua New Guinean sturgeon meat.
This is a lot of sturgeon for one person or many people that listen to the podcast.
Listen, it's just 20 ounces. You should be able to eat 20 ounces of sturgeon meat.
I'm not saying
a fully
functional
adult should be eating 20 ounces of sturgeon meat a day, I think.
Specifically sturgeon meat?
Specifically sturgeon meat. It's got vitamin sturge in it. The fish is named after the very important vitamin that it has, that only it has, vitamin sturge. It's good for livers, probably.
Yeah, everything. And also omega N, for the N part of sturgeon.
Every time I see a vitamin that's it's good for this one organ, my initial thought is no, it's fucking not. I mean, it's just not, right? It just can't be. We've often talked on the, maybe often, at least once we've talked on this podcast, acknowledging that neither of us have a real strong scientific understanding of what a vitamin is.
True.
That being said, I also don't believe, we don't have to relitigate that. Everyone knows we have no idea what a vitamin is. Mm-hmm.
Do not take medical advice from us. Or devices, actually.
Yeah, anything along those lines. Like a automatic pump for vitamin sturge, don't listen to us. Don't get that. But also, I just can't imagine anything being good for any one part of your body. It just seems so improbable of all of the things that exist in the world for one of them to just be good for one part of you. It just doesn't sound right to me. It just doesn't. I just have this gut feeling that it's not right. It's just not right.
No, I think what they mean to say is it does a good job for the majority of your liver or that it's supposed to be more than if it was just good for one part of your body and nothing else. It's good for your liver but bad for your heart. I don't think anyone would take it.
I would buy that more that there's a thing that's. And I don't know why, but there's a thing, you take it and it's you're min-maxing your organ health, right? Mm-hmm. I'll take the thing that reduces heart health by 10%, but ups my liver defense by 50.
Okay.
You know, I could buy that because that feels, I don't know, balanced in some way.
This is the Fallout inventory version of vitamins that you want, Aaron.
It's possible I'm basing all of my gut knowledge of health and nutrition on what I've learned from RPGs over the years. Mm. But also, it just seems like it's all made up to me. just all, it's either good for all of you or it's good for none of you. Because it's just all the same shit. We're just all the same shit, just configured a little bit different, I would think. And mm-hmm. so I don't know. In my gut, I'm saying that's vitamins. Don't take them. They're not good.
Don't take any vitamins.
Refer back to what we said.
So okay, milk. Milk is good. But vitamin
D milk. Yeah, but it's not
a
vitamin.
Milk, but vitamin D milk has the majority of a vitamin in there. Like,
yeah, but vitamin D is good for all of you.
Are we sure about that?
No. And also, I don't know what vitamin D is.
Yeah, it's for your bones, right? Calcium. Well, no, it's calcium.
Yeah, calcium's not a vitamin. It's a
mineral.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure about that?
Not anymore. Now that you ask me, I'm not sure about anything.
Is calcium on the periodic table of elements?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it? I don't think calcium is. I think calcium's like a combination of some stuff. Carbon is. I'm sure calcium has carbon in it.
It's atomic number 20, according to
calcium? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
calcium is just a raw-ass element.
Raw fucking ass calcium.
Okay, well, I understand why calcium would be good for you, because I understand what an element is.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. What I don't understand is what a vitamin is and why some things, even some elements are vitamins. We can't keep talking about how we know nothing about vitamins.
The only thing I know about vitamins is the some of the commercials where it's like I forget which one it was, but it's like we have all the vitamins from A to zinc in there.
Zinc's not a vitamin. That's not
according to this. According to 80s vitamin technology, it was.
I think that's where I'm getting tripped up, is 80s vitamin technologies. I feel like there were a lot of commercials talking about how good vitamins were for you in the 80s, and then you just took it. It's like, it's a good thing, and then it's we don't know.
Yeah, every decade had their own thing. Like 80s, one like really into vitamins and all that. 90s were into carbos. Carbohydrates.
Is carbohydrates a vitamin?
I mean, no, but like also,
are you sure?
You know, the more the gas is, there's barely a flame on here. It's mostly gas on this lamp right now.
I love how it only takes asking you one additional time to make you question the most basic facts.
It's the way you put it.
You understand.
It's the way you put it, because it's like, are you? And I'm like, you say, like, if I could be in the middle of a presidential debate, I could have everything in index cards. I could have everything perfect. My plan flawless. Everything is ready to go. And the moderator, you in this case, Aaron Littleton,
yes,
the host of the show, would be like, it's like, how do you feel about foreign policy? And I'm like, well, I think blah, 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 blah. And it's like, are you sure about that? It's like, well, I'm tugging at the collar of my shirt. It's like, I'm not sure. I'm sweating profusely. I lose the election.
I wonder if this is a power I have in general or just over you. Do I give off some sort of an air that I honestly know somehow more than you, and I'm giving you a chance to fix it? Do I give that to everybody, or is it just certain people?
I think it's how you say it, actually. It's like, it's very are you sure? It's like, you know, kind of like it has like the timbre goes up a little bit, the pitch,
yeah,
in there.
Right.
And you know, like,
so that's what does it is with the
yeah
tip, is what it goes,
yeah,
are you sure?
I think
are you
I am
sure
actually.
About that?
I think I am.
Is that what's doing it? Hey, how about we watch a video?
What's a video? I don't know anymore.
It's a short series of still pictures.
Okay.
Shown so quickly that our brains see an illusion of motion.
Cool.
Because there's just enough difference between each picture. That we're fooling our brain into thinking that we're seeing something move when really we're just seeing a bunch of pictures going by very quickly.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's a popular sort of media in the 20th and 21st century, and maybe even going back into the 19th century to some degree.
Huh.
It's more of a novelty in the 19th century, I believe.
That'll never catch on. Audio all the way.
Yep. gosh, if only we had ever been on a podcast about early films together.
Watching one on loop.
Yeah. You can still listen to that. I think Acting Funny? John and I were on a guest episode about early film.
Yeah, we had an impromptu video death loop on that, kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. Anyway, we have our own podcast, though, Video Death Loop, where we watch a video on loop until we can't take it anymore. As the host, of course, I've picked it out. We've wasted enough time. John, let's get to watching this video.
Okay. I'm here to enjoy video.
All right. Well, we're going to get it started in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Let's see what you got for me. Okay, please, kids, they're dancing.
Jump on in.
Well, hold on. You know what? We don't know a lot about vitamins, and we don't know a lot about minerals, but I do know, I don't know about the guy delivering ranch from his ice cream truck.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure about a lot of things, but I'm pretty sure that the dude with Hidden Valley, the original ranch, according to this commercial, is that an ice cream cone full of fucking ranch?
It sure is, John. Absolutely is. We are watching a commercial for ranch dressing, specifically Hidden Valley ranch dressing.
Okay.
Which is just shows a bunch of people overemphasizing ranch dressing in the mystical town of Hidden Valley.
Yeah, where it's hidden, according to the image.
You can't see it, but they eat vegetables and they eat ranch dressing. I think the implication, it is an ice cream cone full, just the cone, mind you, not the ice cream, full of vegetables that are then being sort of spruced up.
It's like a really bad
ranch dressing.
It's like a really bad crepe, basically. Just like hardened waffle cone with a bunch of broccoli in it, and on top is a bunch of ranch. Just ready for the children to eat. The children love this.
This is the future that Hidden Valley Ranch wants.
Yeah, they get they hit a pinata.
Yep, they hit a pinata, and there's I can't tell what it's got this. Video is, this is the best version I could find of this video on YouTube anyway, and it's decent, but there's a point where the children of Hidden Valley smash a pinata and things come out of it, but they seem pretty small, and I don't just think it's like leaking raw ass ranch dressing.
I don't think it is.
Seem like packets of ranch dressing in a way.
Yeah. Or like it looks like they have, maybe it's like carrots or something, because like they pick something up and it looks kind of like a carrot stick.
And then they run to the big bowl of ranch dressing.
Yeah.
But then the carrots are not individually wrapped. They're just falling on the ground.
That's where carrots, carrots came from the ground. They're safe.
I know,
there.
But I don't. You wash them before you eat them. And also, this is a lawn. You know, it's not like a field. I feel like a lawn is somehow dirtier than a field. I don't know why. It's just, you know, all the lawnmowers and the chemicals and the dog poop and just people walking on it all the time. Just feel like a lawn's like, when you think about outdoor ground, a lawn is pretty up there, in my opinion, on filthy places.
Right. And this is a suburban ass neighborhood with a bunch of white people eating ranch. So
what they're doing to get that, like that nice green grass.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I would like to, and the counterpoint to this is that the kids go run up. They don't pick up a bunch of vegetables from the side table. They already have them in their hand.
Yeah, they
so where are. Where does it come from?
These are either individually like plastic wrapped carrots, which maybe, I mean, there is a scene after the kids pick up the video, like the vegetables. And good on you for like putting those two together, because I was not putting that together with the kids dunking it in the bowl. I assume they got it, those vegetables, from somewhere else. But I think you're right. I think the pinata does have vegetables in it. And maybe, and we just got to look real close to see if they're individually wrapped vegetables. Because they may be. Maybe we are seeing, which seems like a total waste of plastic, right?
Yeah, it looks like the plastic you would use at the grocery store when you went to pick up the vegetables. Maybe they're already in that. It's like maybe they just wasted a whole bunch of plastic on individually wrapping these.
It's possible they're either eating filthy vegetables, or they are giving these kids vegetables in the most like eco-terrorist kind of way I can imagine, which is individually wrap a baby carrot, because that's what they have. If it was like a whole carrot, I might give them a little bit of leeway, but baby carrots are so small.
This is Hidden Valley. This is the land without rules. It's hidden for a reason. You can only visit it if you presumably really love ranch, because you cannot, if you pick up the bottle, you cannot find the Hidden Valley on the ranch bottle. You have to be invited. It's like one of those masons.
You have to find a Hidden Valley rancher somewhere in the world and ask to join the Hidden Valley, and then the whole town takes a vote on whether to let you in.
Yeah, like, do you really love ranch, or are you just like a filthy plebeian who maybe has a side of ranch on their salad?
When was the last time you ate honey mustard? And was it on purpose?
Oh, did you accidentally ingest honey mustard or sweet and sour sauce?
Do you think honey mustard is ranch's most hated other salad topping?
Oh man, probably.
Like if you had to pick a villain, I could see an uneasy alliance between honey mustard and ranch, especially the mayonnaise-based honey mustard, since ranch is largely mayonnaise-based.
Right.
It feels like on one side of the salad dressing war, like if there's allies, it could be ranch, honey mustard.
What about
maybe French dressing?
Yeah, like French dressing. Thousand Island. Thousand Island's the enemy.
Thousand Island's quite creamy, if I'm not wrong. There's like the battle is more over like creamy salad dressing versus like the oil based salad dressing.
Like a vinegar.
You know, like Italian or is French dressing sort of the like oil with a bunch of shit floating in it kind of salad dressing?
You know, I'm not sure if I've ever had like French dressing per se. Like usually I'm a basic ass American. Usually if I'm getting it, I'm getting either a ranch, or I don't get a whole, like if I get a salad, I'm putting very little dressing on it anyway. Like, so it's probably something simple like a ranch, honestly.
Oh man, no, I've got to put some dressing on my salad.
Okay.
I like vegetables, but just like a pile of like uncooked vegetables, I have to put something on. I'm 100% one of these children. I'm the children of the ranch.
Okay.
Like I grew up, my eyes are white from all of the salad dressing. I disappeared to the ranch fields.
Let me ask you then, when you see a unnaturally large bowl of ranch in front of you, like the children who dip their vegetables into the ranch.
Yeah.
Like that's an awfully big bowl of ranch. That's like,
it's
at least
a lot of ranch.
It's two bottles of ranch minimum in there.
Yeah. Minimum. I could even go as much as three bottles of ranch dressing.
I could
in
see
there.
That. They finish pouring that out. If you just see a bowl of ranch that size, what is your reaction to that? Just in general?
I think I'm into it. I think I'm largely into it. I guess the implication is
I can
you've
stick
got
my
stuff
whole,
to like dunk into it.
I could dunk my whole hand into it, though. That's the problem I'm having with this.
It's for a party. Everyone's getting, I mean, it could get dirty after a while if you've got double dippers coming by, you know, or if they're touching their fingers into it.
Yeah. And you know they are at Hidden Valley.
I mean, it is way too much ranch dressing in one place. Don't get me. There's no reason that couldn't be multiple smaller bowls. None at all. None at all. Right. Unless you have one medium-sized bowl, and that is the only way you have to serve that amount of salad dressing, then you should be breaking that salad dressing up into much smaller portions. Right. Table-sized portions, not like yes. one for the whole party. Yeah, it's like you go to like a Mexican restaurant. You get a, you know, you get like the table-sized portion of salsa to dip your chips in.
Yeah.
Table-sized ranch dressing.
Not only that, but like another addition is on the Hidden Valley Ranch label, there is a pitcher, like a lemonade-ass pitcher, but full of ranch also. So they're Hidden Valley's into this shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, they would be. It's how they make their money. It's selling this stuff.
Right.
I mean, they will have no shames. As long as the audience, you know, if they run a commercial and more people buy ranch dressing, they're only going to be emboldened to, like, push that commercial farther until they see diminishing returns.
I think they could have gone deeper, though. I think they could have, like, they start with these light things, like the ice cream man with vegetables and ranch and a big bowl, and they like the pinata. But they could have gone, like, what if they just had, like, someone was watering their lawn, and instead of water, ranch dressing was
just ranch dressing?
Out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And just, like, they're, like, and they were, like, high and smiling and all that.
Love to have a ranch hose.
What would you do with a ranch hose?
I'd squirt ranch on stuff, I guess.
Okay. Would you, like, would you be, you'd, I know you'd try to find as many uses as you could for it, but would you find yourself tiring about the ranch hose over time? It's like, oh man, I wish I had a water hose.
This is instead of a water hose?
Yeah.
I just sort of imagined I had a water hose and a ranch hose.
We don't know if they have a water company at Hidden Valley. They have a ranch company for sure.
Yeah, we do know that. We're well aware of the ranch company. Mm-hmm. Instead of a water hose,
yeah,
would I make that Faustian bargain? I might. What a novelty it would be, though. What a novelty. I mean, you can get water anywhere, but how often do you get the chance to have a hose outside that squirts ranch dressing? You would have to sort of rinse the hose out you did. Well, you know, because what if you what if you're outside, you know, ranching your lawn? Okay,
I don't like the verb ranching.
I'm sorry. If it is the liquid coming out of a hose, it immediately becomes a verbable word.
You're right.
You know,
you're
watering the lawn. We're turning water, a noun, into a verb because it comes out of a hose. Okay?
You're absolutely correct. I just don't like it.
We don't have to like things. Like, sometimes things just are, and this just is. I'm outside. I'm ranching my lawn, my filthy lawn, which is even filthier than a regular lawn, which we have established is pretty filthy for an outdoor kind of a space.
Yeah.
So I'm ranching up my lawn, and then I you know, maybe get myself a bowl for dinner, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe what not just to eat ranch, but to dip other things into it.
What are you gonna do when your car gets a little dirty and it's like, oh, I'm gonna, like, I need to wash my car. Hold on, let me use the ranch hose.
You've got to fill up a bucket and put some soap in, and then you make soapy ranch.
Ah,
and then you rinse off the soapy ranch with just some fresh ranch from the hose.
That cleans it. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
We get the soap off. And then let's say I roll up my ranch hose. You know, there's going to be like dribbles of leftover ranch in that hose.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I leave it be for, you know, a week or something before I need to go back out and, you know, ranch something again. And that the summer heat of the ranch hose has just putrefied the inside of that hose. So you've got to run your ranch for, you know, a few minutes to rinse out all of that, like, vile, old, like, curdled ranch.
What does this lawn smell like at the end of the week at this point?
At the end,
like,
of the week, it's a bad situation. There's no getting around that. The day one when you ranch that lawn, it smells great.
Okay.
Fantastic. So it's like your whole lawn is of salad. A salad with ranch dressing.
It is.
Which even you have admitted. I mean, it is. It's a filthy salad, but it's a salad.
Yeah. Got grass on there and everything. The grass is kind of like a leaf.
Yeah. What if you've got a little vegetable garden growing in your yard? I mean, you've turned your whole lawn into just an all-you-can-eat buffet for salad.
Right.
But, yeah, a week later, boy, that's a rough smelling lawn.
You just got to keep ranching your lawn at that point. Like, you just can't stop.
I mean, I would imagine the ranch would generally harden. I feel like if you leave ranch alone long enough, it would harden. Don't you? Okay. There's just something about it that looks like it would get hard if you don't touch it for a while.
I do feel like it would get a little crusty at the very minimum. Sure. Yeah. Ugh.
And so it just hardens up on top of all of the grass, and you're just covering it up again with more ranch.
Ooh, yeah.
And so it's the top again is smells okay, but you know it's gonna have that like, ugh, I can smell the rotten ranch underneath it.
Got like a squirrel in the yard who's trying to get some nuts, trying to navigate through the ranch mess that has been made. It's covered in leftover ranch.
Does it attract animals, do you think, your ranched yard? Or does it repel animals?
I think it attracts predators who could easily grab the animals that are stuck in your ranch.
Okay, right. It attracts carnivores.
Yes, like hawks and stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I get. You know, I can't think of a time I've seen an animal eating ranch dressing.
True.
I mean, I feel like ranch dressing is common enough that at some point, ranch and an animal that I have seen would have been kind of in the same picture at the same time. But I can't think of a time that I've seen an animal eat ranch dressing. So it could be that like the herbivores are going to have nothing to do with this. Nothing at all. And it really only attracts, like you said, carnivores for stuck small animals.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean maybe the hawks are like they grab the ranch encased squirrel, rip it up. Nature's terrible. they feed it to their young, and right. Those young hawks get a little bit of taste for ranch in the process. Maybe that's what they get going on at that point.
Eventually, we get like Cool Ranch hawks.
Yes, we got like some Cool Ranch hawks in this joint at this point.
I'm all for this future, I guess. Actually, bring it. I want that host now. The fact that I might evolve a new form of hawk named after a Dorito flavor is really inspiring me to hook a hose up for ranch. To see if I can change the course of like animal evolution forever.
If you keep doing it, it's going to happen. Eventually, like the animals have to adapt to their environment, and that includes you. You're an animal as well.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, you get to like you have to adapt to this situation you have created from the ranch, the Hidden Valley Ranch department giving you this hose of power,
showering in ranch. Drinking nothing but ranch.
Oh.
Then I finally get voted into Hidden Valley. He has given himself to the ranch.
Yeah. He is. Do you think they baptize him? Like they just have a bunch of ranch they put you down in.
Do you think they baptize? Of course they baptize you in ranch dressing, Sean. Of fucking course they
like
do.
Like the full dunk ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah. It's full immersion. We're not sprinkling with ranch here. We're not getting one of those little packs you get at a fast food restaurant when you order a salad. You're getting a full bathtub ranching.
Yeah. Which is also disgusting because they never replaced it at the Hidden Valley Church as well.
Yeah, no, but, it never gets hard. That's the miracle.
Yeah,
even though miracle. By all rights it should.
Praise be the Hidden Valley lore.
Okay, I'm done. I feel like I could ranchify basically the entire world if given enough time, but I'm not sure I want to.
America's doing a pretty good, like, we're doing a pretty good job of that already with Ranch. I feel like, especially in America, it feels like that is the default, like, option when it comes to salads or anything involving, like, a fruit, like a vegetable platter of some sort.
Yeah, because it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, I don't want to get around. I mean, Americans are fat or whatever, but, like,
it is good.
Ranch dressing's good, guys.
Yeah.
You should be eating it.
Ranch, like, Council, hire us.
I found myself, I think I like sort of runny ranch a little bit more than I like a real thick-ass ranch.
Mm.
Just one that, like, can kind of really get into the nooks and crannies of the veggies, you know. Get deep in that celery.
Yeah, like, I mean, celery is kind of like a half pipe for whatever you need on there. So a good runny ranch on there, I could see that being the case in there. Get down in there, get all, like, do the fill, like, you know, like, weight it over there so you don't make a mess. Like, you, like, so the little drops go back in, and then you enjoy some celery. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds all right.
Okay. I'm on board.
All right.
Folks,
go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say, Alexa, order some ranch, but...
Do it. Hey, Google, order ranch dressing for...
Sturgeon.
Yes, that's the fish. Should I go on Amazon and see if I can order sturgeon?
Yeah, you know...
Sturgeon meat.
I think you're going to order I think you can find a sturgeon-based product. I'm not sure if you can find fresh sturgeon, but, you know, we'll get close, I think.
Okay, I'm searching sturgeon meat.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You can get all kinds of sturgeon meat on here.
Oh, man. How much is it?
It depends. You can get a 12-ounce three-pack of Applewood smoked sturgeon. So we're talking 36 ounces of sturgeon. $79.99.
Okay. All right.
$79.99. Of course, it's like with $50 delivery. You can also get canned sturgeon.
Okay.
Man, people, I guess, really like sturgeon. You can get the Grumpy Butcher Box. It's a meat gift set. I actually don't know if that has any sturgeon in it. I don't know why that came up when I searched for sturgeon.
You know how, you know, sometimes, like, he's like, oh, you like sturgeon, maybe you like meat or like meat based products or fish, and you got to put it all together. Maybe
I will say there's not a lot of sturgeon on Amazon, but it is there.
Okay,
it is there.
Well, there you go. If you need sturgeon at a moment's notice and you are willing to pay $50 for a delivery fee, there you go. Sturgeon awaits.
I searched ranch dressing 50 gallon.
Oh, that's going to ruin your searches for like 2 weeks now.
Well, it's just on Amazon. I don't give a shit. you can buy a gallon of ranch dressing. No problem. Not
easy.
A drum. I wanted a big drum of it.
You wanted like one of those like big metal drums?
Yeah, ranch dressing. I feel like that should be on here. How do we not have that? How in 2024 do we not have a 50-gallon drum of ranch dressing?
Well, with your hose of ranch dressing, I think I could start a new business.
Fill it up, right?
Yeah.
Man, you can get a gallon of ranch dressing for $15. That seems too cheap. It feels like ranch dressing should cost more than that.
I feel like ranch dressing has a lot of preservatives.
You can subscribe and save.
Oh,
where you can get it. Let's see what happens if I choose to subscribe and save. I need to be very careful not to subscribe and save.
Oh, yeah.
But
you are ordering.
Oh, I can get a pack of two. So I could get 2 gallons of ranch dressing.
Oh, good. Well, would you put the gallon of milk by the gallon of ranch dressing and
Okay, I will give you a hint. The one cool thing about subscribe and save on Amazon is it does let us know the most common delivery time for these. Okay.
Okay.
So if you look at your subscribe and save order, we get a little bit of a view on how much people are ordering this. So I would sort of, usually it's broken up by weeks or months. Okay, like up to like two months you can get it in weekly kind of increments or just 1 month increments.
Okay. But then
past 2 months, it's like 3 months, 4 months, 5 months.
Okay.
What is the most common order time for automatic delivery? Like, no questions asked. You will be out. You will need more of this. For Kraft Ranch salad dressing, 1 gallon jug.
Man, I have to be on the conservative side. It's 2 or 3 months at that. I'm gonna say 2.
1 month.
Oh,
one
no.
fucking month. The people that want to pay $15 for a gallon of ranch dressing from Amazon, get that shit delivered every month.
God, what if you don't use it?
I don't know. I could not eat a gallon. I love ranch dressing. I could not eat a gallon of ranch dressing a month. I could not.
You would just have to like be like, oh shit, like because I imagine that stuff like ranch dressing has probably a lot of preservatives in there, probably lasts for a pretty decent long time refrigerated, right?
Yeah.
That's too much. You're gonna be the guy or the person with 4 bottles of ranch dressing, and when your parents come over, they're gonna be like, why do you have 4 bottles of ranch dressing? And you're gonna cry. You're gonna cry in tears. Because you can't stop it. You cannot stop your own hubris.
It's true. It's true. You've got to think about this guy. Man, there's a lot of people that have given 5 stars to the French dressing.
Give me 1 5-star review and give me 1 2-star review.
Okay. 5-star review. From May 20th, 2024.
Ooh,
so just like 10 days ago as of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
5-star from user SF. Disclaimer, I didn't use this as a salad dressing.
What did they use? Hold on. What did they use it as? That's not a starter. That's not how you start a review for salad dressing.
I almost don't want to say. No. They said I use this as a sauce on top, off on dishes. The buttermilk gave the dishes a unique and delicious flavor. If you're looking for a new sauce to top off on your meals, I suggest giving this a try.
Oh no. Oh god. Okay. I'm tapping again. I'm tapping. Just
2 stars. Here's your 2 stars, John.
Okay.
Marco L.
Okay.
Says, Tastes bad, but gets the job done.
They don't care what it is as long as it's ranch dressing.
It just gets the job done.
Yeah.
2 stars. Get it done.
Larry the Cable Guy, get her done. Ranch dressing right there, everybody. That's all the people want. That's all the people need.
Oh, boy. The ranch dressing world is full of interesting characters, isn't it?
Yeah. I've learned a lot from this, I think. And I want to take it all back at this point. I do. Well,
it's in your brain forever now. Folks, thanks for listening to Video Death Loop, a podcast about salad dressing. Mm-hmm. We will be back next week. John Hurst will be your host. If you had fun, leave us a 5-star review somewhere. You can put, I didn't use this as a podcast. I used it as a sauce on top of dishes.
Sauce cast.
Yep. Tell your friends. Send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. You can write in your own suggestions. If you're tired of our picks, you can pick something. We'll let you do that. It's the kind of show we have here. You can have fun. You can have fun with or without ranch dressing, folks. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. America doesn't want you to know that, but it's true.
It's true. Folks, have a good week. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.